You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Joe Garrity, CEO of Crescent Canna, and we're going to talk about taxes on hemp and THC products. You all right there, Joe?
I am.
All right, okay. Let's talk about what's going on here, because first of all, I don't know politically what's going on. I thought Republicans used to be against taxes. Democrats were for taxes. Now it seems like Republicans are for taxes because they're saying that this would raise $9 million in revenue when the time faces budgetary challenges. But let's talk about, first of all, how the industry came about and what happened last year, because it seems particularly dumb to me, because the only thing they did was mean you was make it where you had to buy more of the product, but maybe that was in advance of knowing there would increase the sales tax, so more product, more sales tax. I don't know. Explain it all to me, please.
Yeah, man, it's complicated, to be honest. I'll try to simplify a little bit. Right now, the state imposes an excise tax of 3% on hemp sales, and the retailer pays that. The way it works with alcohol and other industries is that the tax is paid by the wholesaler, which makes the burden on the retailer a lot easier, and it makes taxation a lot simpler.
But wait, hang on a second. Let me just jump in here, because what I'm hearing is almost like tariffs. So if the wholesaler pays it, why do they not pass it on to you and you to the consumer, ultimately?
Well, if the wholesaler pays it, it's just simpler. The retailer doesn't have to go and file an excise tax report with the state, which a lot of people, from my understanding, are not doing.
Okay.
So we think you'd raise a lot more money by making that basic switch right there. I completely agree with you. I don't understand how Republicans go from saying that they want lower taxes for everybody to trying to quadruple, quintuple, and more the tax on something that consumers are paying. And these are products that people want, and people have – last session it was the most heavily lobbied issue in the legislature. They know people want these products, and – my understanding is that nobody wants to talk about this stuff anymore after last year. Everyone says, let's take a breather. But, again, we have these bills to raise the taxes on people. And, as you know, people are struggling right now. The economy's rough. It's uncertain. And I find it a little outrageous that they're considering a significantly higher tax on hemp products than exists on alcohol.
How does
when they're
that's what I was
going to
ask
you. Stores.
You're reading ahead, Joe, because the next question was compare and contrast the taxes on alcohol, which is a drug which causes a ton of problems in society, that we as a government, as a people, have determined to be legal, as opposed to the taxes on your product.
Yeah, taxation for beer, for example, is about 3.75 cents per 12-ounce can. So it's not nothing, but it's not an enormous burden on the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
A 20% tax on our product or a 15% tax would be substantially higher than that. I mean, 5-6 times the amount. So we're definitely looking to fight this issue in the legislature, and it's something we're going to ask people to reach out to their representatives and just say, look, no more taxes. And that should be something that like you said, Republicans should want to hear, but here we are with a bunch of Republican bills looking to increase taxes on consumers for no apparent reason.
And if you're thinking about texting me saying that cannabis is, or THC is more damaging than alcohol, don't waste your time, because I don't think there's anything that can tear up families more. Look, it's like any addiction, right? Whether it's alcohol or gambling or whatever, there are a lot of things that cause a lot of problems in families. But for whatever reason, it seems as though, and I don't really use THC-infused seltzers, I'm just trying to figure out what's fair and what's not, why these are being targeted. Tell me about what happened last year with the changes in the law, because it seems like it just, the only thing that changed was I can still get the same amount of THC, but I have to buy twice as much product to do that if I want that. Accurate or not?
Yeah, that's more than that. We used to sell 50 milligram drinks, and a lot of people with very high tolerances enjoyed those, and it helped them with whatever it is that they choose to have it help them with. It's really none of my business. Now that same product can only be in a 5 milligram. And what we're seeing, and what I told the legislators we would see, is that people are going online, they're buying these products from less reputable companies who do not abide by any of the state laws, who do not pay any taxes here, and who frankly don't care about consumers. So we've put ourselves in a situation where they've created a black market yet again, where there was absolutely no need to do so, and now they're trying to raise taxes on people who try to do business the right way while doing absolutely nothing to enforce these rules that out-of-state companies don't follow.
Tell me about the investment you've made with your company in Louisiana, and considering that this is going to be at least 2 years in a row, your industry's in the crosshairs of the legislature and taxes as a business owner. What is it?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
That do for your desire to invest more in Louisiana?
Well, I'll tell you, we have our entire administrative team and our sales team here, outside of individuals who work in the markets where we sell across the country. Mm-hmm. What we'd like to do, and what we've hoped to do for a while, is to move our manufacturing industry here, to move our facility here, where we'd probably employ somewhere around 15 to 20 people, and it's impossible with the constant bombardment by the legislature and the complete uncertainty in the industry. If they just said, look, you guys can do this, it's legal, we will not mess with you, we would have significantly more jobs, and we'd be willing to invest a lot of money in this economy, in this city, in this state, to make sure that we make the best products in the world and hopefully become one of the biggest companies in this sector. But right now it's impossible. And I've said this to the Senate president. I've said this to a number of legislatures, and everybody seems receptive. But when it comes down to it, nobody does anything to help us. And everyone in this state on the political side talks about wanting to be more pro-business, pay less taxes. And all I actually see in reality is the exact opposite of that.
So Lori Schlegel has a bill to add criminal penalties to anybody who sells THC products to people under 21. It's already illegal. I'm guessing you don't have an issue with that?
So Lori and I are you know, we see very differently on this industry. Mm-hmm. She doesn't think it should exist. It does exist. I think it should exist without unnecessary regulation. I met with her the other day, and we talked about some ways that we can cooperate to make sure that the industry is safer and that these products are staying out of the hands of children. I do think that some of her bill is a little bit redundant. I think that most of these protections already exist in the law. They're just not clarified to the degree in which she wishes it to be. But there are plenty of things that we agree on, and I think primarily that is that these products need to stay out of the hands of children, and they need to be sold by people who are following the law, and the products themselves have to be safe and tested and regulated. So,
I just wanted to bring that up because I think you could infer from that somehow you want to sell THC products to people under 21 or there aren't laws in place already. But I don't think that's a proper inferral. I think the safeguards are really already there, and the people that are going to break the law are going to break the law anyway. Accurate or not?
Yeah, I mean, last session, people held up products and said, these are being sold in gas stations, these are in the hands of children. And I looked at those products, and they are not registered products. So mm-hmm. people are selling illegal products, and they're blaming us for it. And it doesn't do anything for the industry for people to lie effectively and blame us for things that aren't our fault or our problem, when the real issue lies with the ATC enforcement of this kind of stuff. And honestly, they need to have proper funding. They need to have proper staffing to make this a real industry. And for some reason, as I mentioned before, they keep not doing anything about online sales. People can just sell whatever they want to the state with no consequences whatsoever. There's never been one company that has gotten in trouble for selling illegal product to this state without being registered. How is that not the priority here? Why are we focusing on making it harder to do business in this state while completely giving a pass to people who don't follow the rules to begin with?
So it seems like, again, you're in the crosshairs. Plans for the legislative session or fears?
Man, we had really hoped to sit this one out. I think that legislators don't want to argue about it. I don't expect we're going to have an existential threat to the industry. I hope that we can agree on a tax plan that benefits the state and benefits consumers and doesn't raise the amount of money people have to pay for products they want. So otherwise, we're kind of staying out of it. I think next year we're going to try to target trying to make some gains back. Right now, we're not allowed to sell in any new bars and restaurants, which feels to me pretty illegal, unconstitutional, I think I would say, although I'm not a lawyer, so don't take my word for it. But if you open a bar next to another bar right now, you can't sell THC products. And these products are very popular. They are making up for a big chunk of the loss that alcohol is seeing as people drink less and less. And frankly, I think it's unfair and it's anti-small business. And if you want people to start businesses, you can't make them start off with a handicap. It's just a little bit ridiculous, again, how hypocritical a lot of people are on the legislative side right now.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your time. Joe Garrity, CEO of Crescent Canna. And y'all need to remember the break tag thing from last year? They openly admitted that brake tags had nothing to do with vehicle safety at all. It was strictly a fundraising measure. And the reason they didn't do away with it was that the municipalities would be hurting too bad without the money. Just saying, in terms of what's real and what's not. We'll be back. Find out what Noel's got planned for us today on WWL.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah. We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.